Right, everybody. Thank you for coming to my show. And we got a lot to talk about. And so don't forget to follow my show. My name's Keith. I host this sales pitch show. And I also am on YouTube. And here's the thing. A lot of people want to know, what type of business can I start with low money? Okay? So I'm going to give you the top ones. And one of them includes what I'm doing right now, starting a podcast. But when you start a podcast, I'm going to go into the podcast. And why would you start a podcast? Well, you can get promotions. I don't get those yet. But my ideal business is in the housing. So I'm going down from the bottom to the top here. These are the top eight, by the way, not the top 10. Top 10 is stale. They don't even do top 10 no more. Start your own interior design or decor business. So here it is. It's entailed to that. But what they're talking about is staging. Staging home decor business, okay? The agent that sold my house and tomorrow that's getting its inspection, because the FHA loans, all home loans do require that, as far as I know. Even if they don't, you should do it. But she staged a house, and it sold pretty quick. Most houses take about a month to sell on this. But my house I do my houses very well. You know why? Because I have them staged. I hire someone to do the decor for me and make them look good. So launch your own interior design or home decor business. Now, if you can sew, you can do custom blinds or custom drapes. You're gonna be banking, because there's not a lot of people that do that right now. And getting that stuff from Home Depot costs a fortune, boy. Woo! All right, well, anyway, create instructional or entertaining videos like this one. It's instructional because I'm showing you what businesses and telling you what businesses that I've actually done and make money with. Take your brick and mortar business online. So, all right, let's say you already have a brick and mortar business. Let's say you sell a certain product in the store and you don't know anything about e-commerce. Well, they're saying that you should take it online. Now, become an Amazon seller. Well, that's easier said than done today. They're very strict on what items you can sell at the beginning. And getting on Amazon is quite hard to do, and it's not cheap anymore either. You got to pay them quite a bit of money every month before you even get a product lined up to sell. And those are very in between merchandise and getting a wholesaler for you to make money on. It's not that easy to do either, especially it's not the hardest thing to do, but right now you got to watch what you do. And sell products online that you don't own. Drop shipping. Okay? Well, that's easier said than done. Now, it's not really against the law to find a product that you could basically just sell for a little bit more money and take the residual income off of it. But, you know, that can backfire, especially with fees. Fees are going up all over online. And getting products cheap is another thing. You got to find discount retailers in your area, find deals just to make enough to make ends meet. And a lot of these discount retailers have already been online for many, many years. And to buy wholesale products from them is also to compete with them. And using Shopify, look, Shopify is good. I'm not saying it's not, but you got to put your own advertising out there and you got to pay for all that. Be on top. So that can get very expensive very quick. Facebook ads ain't cheap. Google ads ain't cheap anymore. Okay. Having a website to comply with the new government regulations and everything, that ain't cheap either. You know, then put your products on there. So, you know, it's expensive to start a business. But one of the ones that you could start right now, and it involves having a lawnmower, and it could be good for a good summer gig or a good seasonal gig to make extra money. Start a lawnmower service. look, I did it when I was a kid. It was good money. Okay. Just go through, mow someone's lawn. Get a weed whacker, whack their weeds down. You can even, you know what? It's a really good business. But in top, when we get to what the top podcasts are for a media business, are very, make good money. I did, now I'm on YouTube with a new channel, but my media company was called, was Red Media, Red Dog Media. And I was banking about $4,000 to $5,000 a month. Okay. I took a break for about 5 years. I didn't even do it for 5 years. I'm doing it again now, but it takes time to come back because then you got to build up your audience back on YouTube. Cause I shut down a YouTube channel. I was talking about movies and TV shows. And that's one of the top 10 podcasts to do. What's the top podcast ideas for right now? Well, I'm going to go from the top to the bottom. These are the ones that make best money. The one I'm talking about now, business. Okay? You can make video documentaries, videos about all this stuff. Gaming's number 3, but it's in the top 30, having a gaming channel. But it's a very tough industry because there's a lot of problems hovering around these categories now. Language learning, okay? Podcast about language learning. So, you know, starting up if you know how to speak Spanish, English real well, start up a small classroom online. You know, get a course going. Language courses are huge online. Doing documentaries. Personal finance is basically what I'm talking about you right now. How to start your own business, how to make money. You know, talk about history. Certain history topics do real well. Do it yourself. How to do things yourself. Like, you know, how to build your own house. How to build your own business. How to build. I know how to build income. How to build a home. You know what? How to build an internet business. Look, what we can do today compared to 20 years ago when things were just getting going on the internet is undeniable that things now you can use social media to grow your business in any business, especially I'd say like a physical business of being a handyman and, you know, offering these services because it's hard to get people to do things on your houses right now. We are in a skilled labor shortage big time. So if you're going to start businesses, here's one business I want you to do, a business of giving me a thumbs up and a business of following this podcast. So anyway, guys, and this podcast is also going to be on YouTube podcast now. So we're going to go there after I upload it there. Entrepreneurship is the number one way people succeed. Now, there are a lot of millennials that are now doing side hustles, and then bringing in good income. But I'm not seeing them do any hard labor work. I'm seeing them kind of off the sidelines, wondering how you're doing this. Well, I grew up in this industry. The internet got me excited when it started. Even the early internet, back in the 1995, 96, eBay, Amazon started. And I was selling stuff on eBay, okay? And talking about it online. But they didn't have YouTube. They didn't have social media, really. I mean, you just had to meet people and, I don't know, at the bar, at church, whatever, to really talk about, hey, I discovered this internet thing where you can make money on the internet. Well, now it's harder to make money on the internet, believe it or not. It's not like throwing a stopwatch on eBay like back 15, 20 years ago when it was going good and people just buying it because it was listed on there and a lot of people, e-commerce was just getting moving and regular retail stores, they didn't care about eBay. They didn't care if you went to every discount aisle and took every clearance item and threw it on eBay. Now they give a shit. Now they're watching. They even send out goons. I'm talking about goons, real lynchers, just to mess you up, to take your crap and steal it. That's what these people are doing. Okay? So social media is good and evil at the same time. So I call these social selling platforms, like Instagram has one where you can get an Instagram store and sell, TikTok store and sell, Facebook Marketplace, sell your stuff. eBay's still good, but I think there's other better places. Gardening and landscaping, guys, is a really good business. If you're really good with gardening and landscaping, there's a lot of people that want to learn how to garden and want to do landscaping. So here we go. Fashion and style is really good right now. Restaurant reviews. Well, restaurants are actually not doing well right now. There are really a lot of restaurants are going under. Now, technology and gadget review. I will say, guys, thanks for coming to my show. And I'm going to say that this is about the best place you can do podcasts is on Spotify. Other places have not had as much success other than talking about in a video on YouTube and then posting it. Well, Twitter is also now good. If you get Twitter, I think Twitter Blue, whatever the updated Twitter is, you can do videos on there too. And Pinterest is doing it. I have a lot of success on Pinterest. So we're going places. But they don't offer a monetization platform on Pinterest. There's just no way to get paid in there. There's nowhere's gonna come in there and say, hey, I'd like to sponsor you for our program. That's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for a sponsor right now. But I need to get some money, guys. I can't keep doing this for free. I need money in my pocket so I can have my own. I'm buying a house, selling a house. That's what I do for a living. But I'm not going to be selling houses for a while because the market's upside down. So politics. Number 13, if you talk about local politics in your area and on a podcast, you're going to be doing good. But all right, guys, thanks so much. So what businesses should you start? The top list here. And it keeps going down. Sell books online. They're talking about Amazon. Sell shoes online. Now, there's a lot of great shoe manufacturers that are wholesale shoe manufacturers that sell on the indie dollar stores. And you can sell those. You can do that same thing. Sell them online for discount. Monetize a blog. If you guys like to talk about a certain subject, learn how to monetize your content. Now that's easier said than done too in this environment. Sell handcrafted goods. If you're good at handcrafted goods, like maybe little beanie caps and stuff like that, you can sell them on Etsy. But Etsy, you gotta realize they want money up front now. They want all your listings to be paid for up front. And they're only good for, I think, up to 30 days. And then you gotta everything that's listed. They got to repay for them all. So Etsy's great for handcrafted goods. I mean, there's other websites that, like, you can even do that with Spotify. If you're good at knitting, you're making these beanie caps for the wintertime or gloves or blankets for babies and stuff. Boy, those are worth a handful of money, especially on Spotify. Sell secondhand or vintage goods. Yes, I do that. You make good money on that. I've been doing it for years. Publish your own book. Well, yes and no. If you do Audible books will probably make you more money than ones on Amazon because it's not easy to do anymore. If they don't read your whole book, then you're not getting paid. Now, number one here was start a podcast, which I'm telling you, it is hard to get views right away. I don't get a lot of views. But starting a podcast is one of the best ways to get people in front of your product and talk about the products that you sell. On even doing a video or TikTok, short TikTok videos. And get people to be an influencer of your own product line. Okay? And then model it too. You got to take pictures. So might want to need to hire a photographer. You're a seamstress. You know how to sew. Get people in front of your product. You don't worry about Shark Tank. You're not going to be a millionaire right off. But if that's your goal, is to get your product going, and then get somebody behind it to market it for you and put it in stores, then you're going in the right direction. But you're still an entrepreneur. That's what you need to be. You need to get off your butt and do something. And I don't see a lot of millennials particularly doing that right now. I really don't. A lot of them don't even want to take regular jobs because they don't pay $20 an hour. But people want to make their own money. You want to make $20 an hour? Drive for DoorDash or Uber Eats or Grubhub, one of those places. Deliver products to people as a side gig. You'll make $20 an hour. But you got to realize you got maintenance and gas in your car that could take away a lot of that, half of that income. So you got all that income you make, you got to save up. I just talked to a guy today and he said he's making average $20, $25 an hour in my area delivering for DoorDash. Not a bad side gig in my opinion. I got it on my phone. I said, what do you do? He said, you put it on your phone. Okay, so I put it on my phone. It's all set up. I could start driving right now. I could get off here, go start driving and picking up orders. But I'll be honest with you, I don't like traffic jams. I didn't realize one thing about me. I really don't like driving that much. I'd rather be here in front of you all telling you exactly where the money is. And the money is in DoorDash for these side gigs, these picking up people, driving around. Okay? That's where the money is right now. They're working for a company. They're not paying you enough to sit there, okay? Be a cashier all day or be a waitress. They're not making enough money. Basically not even enough to pay your bills. It's pretty sad, okay? So that's it, guys. Thank you for coming to my podcast and talking to you about, my show, my sales pitch show, where I'm going to be talking about all these issues. I'm going to be talking about other things, like the country being downgraded, our credit rating being downgraded, because no one's trusting and has faith in our system. But our system is made up of me and you. And the government is the problem. The government's the one that has all the debt. They make it harder on us when they make more rules on us, because they're the ones that need to be ruled. The government's got too much money in debt. And I'm going to get in that my next podcast is going to be talking about that. So watch for that, guys. Follow my show right here on Spotify. And if you see it, hit a like, and that's going to really help my show. Okay. It's also on YouTube, Spotify, and YouTube. So have a great day, and we'll talk to you here soon.